presented by the Treaty One Development Corporation. You're listening to the Treaty One Nation podcast. This is episode 10, Madaswe, and we have titled it Chikakamagad, which translates to a celebration or a happy event. Because in this episode, I'm joined by Aaron and Shannon from Treaty One Development Corporation to discuss the events that are surrounding the 150th celebration of the signing of Treaty One and the events that are going to be surrounding all of the celebration within Treaty One Nation. Bonjour, tansi to all of my beautiful relatives and cousins all across the Treaty One Nation, as well as our other relatives in the surrounding Treaty Nations across Turtle Island. My name is Taylor. I'm from Treaty One Nation, from Broken Head Ojibwe Nation, and I am your host of this beautiful podcast where we feature all the latest updates and news around the Treaty One Nation. And this episode is absolutely no different. And I had such an amazing and wonderful time chatting with Shannon and Aaron, who you'll hear from in just mere moments. I just wanted to sit down and give you a little bit of background information. So we've hit a milestone, actually, with the Treaty One Nation podcast. This is episode Madaswe, which is number 10. That's incredible. I'm so happy and I'm so thrilled to be sitting here on the 10th episode, joined by myself and joined by you. That was a little odd. Hey, I'm joined by myself and I love it. Joined by you, as well as all the amazing guests and elders and knowledge keepers and youth that we have been chatting with over the course of the last 6 months about Treaty One Nation, about Nawe Odena, which used to be the former Kapyong Barracks, about the signing of Treaty One that happened on August 3rd, 1871, 150 years ago. And today, what we're all doing within Treaty One is we're all sitting here, and I'm talking, there's seven different communities within Treaty One. And what we're all doing is we're sitting together at these virtual tables, I should say. And everybody is coming together. It is a community event. It is a Treaty One community event. And we have all seven First Nations. So that includes Broken Head Ojibwe Nation, Long Plain, Peguis, Roseau River, Sagging, Sandy Bay, and Swan Lake, all coming together to collaborate and collectively think of what is going to be the best way to celebrate this monumental day in Canadian history. Whether you're for or against the treaty, and we all know that a lot of these treaties, or that a lot of the promises made within Treaty One have not been respected or haven't been followed. And you know what? I understand that. We all understand. We've chatted about it on several different episodes, but we're not taking the time here, or this is not the space right now, to chat about the indiscretions that have been made. What we are here to do is we're here to talk about the fun events, the activities, how community members can be involved, what you can do, what you can see, what you can hear during this celebration. And I recently sat down with Shannon and Aaron from Treaty One and Treaty One Development Corporation to talk about how we can all be involved, where you can find these events, and so much more. So here's my interview with the two of those wonderful, wonderful women.
Okay, well, good morning, everybody, and good morning, Taylor. Thank you for inviting us to your podcast. So my name is Shannon Bunn. I am the program assistant for Treaty One Nation, and my role with the T150 event coming up on August 3rd was just helping supporting Aaron throughout the coordination of the event, and just kind of tweaking the fine details that are leading up to the next week's event.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, sorry. So good morning. My name is Aaron Igashi. I'm the event coordinator at Treaty One Nation. My role started in the middle of May, and I'm glad that I joined the team to plan and coordinate the Treaty 150 events. I do come from the Rosa River Anishinaabe First Nation. So as a Treaty 1 citizen, of my nation. I'm very glad to be a part of this project.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So how was, I'm gonna target this question towards Erin. How has the planning process been as we get closer and closer to the date? I think we have about 10 days left or something like that until August 3rd. And you are fairly new to the project, having started in May. So how has this whole planning process been for you? And has there been any, have you come across a lot of ups and downs, or has it been smooth sailing?
The planning for the T-150 actually started in 2020 amidst the pandemic, and with the pandemic at the forefront at that time, just a lot of planning meetings have happened. So I had to take a lot of the vision of the planning committee and the partners that are involved with this project just to get a vision of what was anticipated for the T-150 event. At first, it was envisioned that it was going to be a greater, larger event with a midway and a lot of other festivities going on, you know, just to make it a really, really huge and worthwhile event for the greater public and for children, youth, adults, everyone of any age to really appreciate the event and have a great time. So we've had to scale a lot of it back just due to the COVID pandemic right now. So we are still going ahead with the leadership being present on August 3rd at the Lower Fort Garry, as well as other dignitaries. And we will be presenting each First Nation with a treaty medallion that's from the Treaty Relations Commission. And so a lot of the planning, some of the planning that was originally envisioned is still going to move forward, just in different areas, different segments. And there hasn't really been too much ups and downs, just a lot of moving parts, as is the planning of any event. So it's been great to work with a lot of different people, some people I have worked with before. So it's been a great project so far.
Thank you much for that answer. So Shannon, can you tell us if we can expect everything to be virtual, or can we expect any at all in-person events, or are we just going to be watching everything from our laptops?
No. So thankfully that some of our restrictions have been lifted. So we were already planning for a powwow. We were planning for a smaller powwow. However, it has been, the limit has been increased to 150 people. So we're looking forward to that happening at Nawe Odina on August 3rd. Erin has been working closely with Parks Canada, and we will be doing a presentation at the Lower Fort Garry, where the treaties were originally signed. So yes, those will all be in-person gatherings, as well as we're trying to plan some additional events with our knowledge keepers. So those are still in discussion right now, but the knowledge keepers would like to discuss some of the past treaties that have taken place, which would include like the breach of the treaties. So we want to invite youth and post-secondary students to participate in these talks.
So is this kind of like a kickoff party or like a kickoff celebration at Nawe Odina as well? Like, I haven't heard of anything happening around the area as of yet until you just mentioned this.
Mm-hmm. So again, it was presented to us from the Knowledge Keepers. So we're doing, you know, to fulfill their role as well. And we believe, and you know, I thought that it was really important to include these speaks and share it with our younger generation, because these are the ones that are going to be carrying these oral histories with them. So again, we will be meeting with our knowledge keepers today just to kind of finalize what our agenda will be looking like. But again, so these will be happening around August 3rd as well. So the original intent of the events were supposed to happen between August 3rd and 9th. So we're going to try to keep those in those timelines.
Awesome. And Erin, what are some of the other events that yourself and your team members are all planning, aside from the bigger events that we've been talking about just now?
We are planning a golf tournament for August 6th at Bell Acres Country Club. And that is just another part of our celebrations happening, as well as our continuing effort to fundraise for this initiative. As we've come together and said, you know, this is the 150th year, so we are planning to spread our events throughout the year, as opposed to just having one big day event. We are planning on having littler or smaller events throughout the year, just to be in keeping of the spirit that this is the 150th year, and just to ensure that we are truly showcasing and recognizing that, you know, this, that we are treaty number one, and that we are still here, and that we still have obligations that need to be fulfilled by the Canadian government and the Crown. So that's one of the bigger issues. You did ask if we are live streaming, and we are, and those links will become active on that day, and they are advertised on our www.treaty1.ca website, as well as our social media, Facebook, and our Eventbrite. We do have an Eventbrite just to get people to register, just so we have an idea who's seeing it virtually.
Mm-hmm. And so we will also be planning a scavenger hunt. So some of our staff here had decided they wanted to do something that was, you know, also kind of more fun, and it will be open to all of the Winnipeg residents. And so the theme is going to be based around the Treaty 150, as well as the seven communities. So it's going to be taking place throughout Winnipeg, and they're just developing now, but I think it's going to be really exciting and interactive and just a fun activity.
That is so much fun. I actually I sit on the Treaty Days committee for Broken Head, and we were trying to think of things of what to do, and I was like, what if we did like a whole Treaty One scavenger hunt? Like something that people can do throughout the weeks leading up to Treaty Days or whatever, but having them visit each of the seven communities within Treaty One to get to know Treaty One area. So that's so exciting. That's awesome. There was one thing I wanted to touch base on with Aaron before we move on. Shannon, if you could help answer this question as well, but how are you guys collaborating with each community individual to plan these events? Like you had mentioned, like they're getting a medallion, or there's talk about a time capsule, which we'll chat about in a little bit. But how is each community contributing to the events leading up to August 3rd and or to the 9th?
Mm-hmm. So a part of our 150 planning committee, we did identify, or the leadership from the Treaty One Nations did identify a point of contact for each First Nation. So we have them working along with us, as well as, you know, just keeping in communication with them, just to understand what kind of community events that are happening in their community, because as we all know, Treaty Days in each community is very, very important and high level in their community, and that's their focus. So just sharing what we can collaborate on. And the time capsule project, we do hope to have a lot of feedback from the communities to participate in that initiative. So that's where we thought we could collaborate.
Mm-hmm. So as well as for many, like our powwows, so we have reached out to each community. A majority of the communities will be setting up their teepee at the Nahwe Odina site, as well as we're hoping to have a drum group from each community as well represent.
How is there a list of events, or how can people stay updated on what's going on, what times and where to go, all of the more logistic parts surrounding the events coming up? Where can they find all this information?
So we do have a poster. It's posted on our social media, our Treaty One Nation social page, as well as our treaty1.ca website, and it has up to date current agenda, and on our poster it just has a generalized time of when things are occurring, but our live streams, our links will be put on there live, and then we hope to disseminate that through social media.
And two more questions. This one first, though. I heard Waylon Sutherland, who's also a part of Treaty One Nation and T1DC. He seems very excited and exuberant about this project that's happening or surrounding a time capsule. Could you guys share with us what is going on with this thing and how can members of Treaty One Nation be involved?
So again, yeah. So Waylon presented this idea to our staff. He said it was, you know, in the making since last year, but the idea around the time capsule is to have each community put something into the time capsule, and it will be placed in the ground at Nawe Odada for 100 years, as well as so. Yeah, you know, we want to have something that our younger generation can, when they open it, they'll be like, wow, this was, you know, this was my great grandmother, this was my uncle, this was my auntie. And so, as well as our staff from Treaty One Nation will also be contributing to this time capsule as well. Waylon also mentioned that we will presenting keys to each of the communities, and they will be, you know, put kind of like in an acrylic shadow box, and with a representation of what the key is for. And so, you know, when that 100 year mark comes up, they will be able to open up that time capsule altogether.
That's so exciting. I love that idea. All right. Before I let you go, I'd like to ask both of you if you could both answer this question about, in your own thoughts, how does the 150th anniversary of the signing of Treaty One, what does it mean to you? Why do you think it's so significant? So I'll begin with Aaron, and then we'll go to Shannon. And then after that, we'll wrap it up.
Okay. So the 150th anniversary and the signing of Treaty One, it signifies to me that, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done between us and the Canadian government, as well as the Crown. There are still a lot of miscommunications surrounding Treaty, and we just need to clarify a lot of things and the obligations that, you know, the Crown and the Canadian government still have to follow through on. And it's just all about progressing those talks and ensuring that, you know, our rights aren't diminished as we move forward in time. And this time capsule as well, which go to show, is anything going to change in the next 100 years? Is anything going to change within the next 10 years? So it's all about showing Canada, as well as all the Canadian citizens, that, you know, as Treaty One, we were the first treaty. So there's still a lot of work that needs to be done.
Well, I have been thinking about this quite a bit. And like Erin mentioned, again, it would be similar to her, what she had mentioned again. It would be, you know, it is important to talk about the treaties that have been breached, as well as recognizing the ways that how we could progress. And, you know, we'd always talk about the truth and reconciliation. So I think that, you know, with that being recognized in 2021, we have to come together as in all levels of government to start working on these rules of how we can work together in a positive way, and, you know, and start progressing and committing to these treaties as well.
All right. I'd like to say chimi gwech to both of you for joining us on the Treaty One Nation podcast. And thank you so much for all your hard work that you guys are putting in. I know everybody at T1DC and Treaty One is just running around like chickens with no heads right now, getting prepared for the next couple of weeks. So thank you for taking the time to sit down and chat with me.
Well, thank you so much, Taylor. It's been a pleasure.
Yes. Thank you, Taylor. Mi gwech.
Amazing. That's the only word I can think of when I think about speaking with these two wonderful, wonderful women. Chimi gwech once again to Shannon and Aaron for taking the time out of their very busy, very hectic schedules. As we know, they are getting prepared for this big monumental day in our nation. And if you would like to learn more and find out more about what's happening or just get into contact with anybody that you're curious about knowing anything from, please visit treaty1.ca for all the information, all the news, and all the updates surrounding Treaty 1, Treaty 1 Development Corporation, and the 150th signing of Treaty 1. Once again, that is treaty1.ca. I'd also like to sit and thank you for tuning into the Treaty 1 Nation podcast, to UMFM 101.5, who is the host of our podcast, so you can always listen online at umfm.com. And of course, to everyone, all of the beautiful, beautiful people across Turtle Island and Treaty 1 Nation. Next episode is coming up very soon, so keep an eye out for that.